again. This is the old. Good morning, then. Kermit Edney with program number 217 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. And yesterday, the Mother Earth News. Today, Mother's General Store. The Mother Earth News Company, at the time the firm moved its headquarters to Hendersonville, was publishing the Mother Earth magazine with press runs of 110,000 and published every other month. It also published Lifestyle for city dwellers who had yearnings for the farm, about 25,000 of those published bimonthly. They also ran three bookstores and a print shop, and they would get involved in a mail-order catalog, similar to that one published today by the Vermont Country Store. Just a year after the move to Hendersonville, the Shuttleworths acquired a location on Church Street for the operation of their first Mother's General Store. The location on the corner of Church Street and First Avenue had earlier been used as the site of Reverend J. Harold Smith's tent revival meetings. It had then been acquired by Gus Thomas, and he'd built the big building located there today to house his Buick dealership back then. Following this, it became the first home of Blue Ridge College, known as Blue Ridge Tech back then. And after the college moved near the end of 1973, it was leased by Mother Earth News in April of 1974 as the Mother Earth Store. After Mother's General Store closed, it became the next to new shop, which it is today. When Mother's General Store opened in 1974, for most of us, it was more like a museum, although everything in it was for sale. They had adges for shaping wood, size, bottle cappers, even windmills. They offered clothing and candles somewhat similar to what you'll find today at Mast General Stores. Mother's General Store also offered organic foods such as gruel and soybeans, plus a book room offering titles on baking, crafts, organic farming, and simple hobbies. They had saddles and harness, calico aprons, mechanical metal banks, and even cowbells. I remember vividly their selection of wood stoves imported from Sweden. The exterior of these stoves were fireproof baked on enamel. They were super efficient in function and gorgeous. One local quipped, "Them stoves are so efficient you can heat your house and produce a good quart of wood a day doing it." I will say, seeing the price tag left me in shock. I could have installed a central heating plant for what one of those Swedish stoves sold for. In essence, Mother's General Store was a showcase of everything offered in the Mother Earth catalog. And during their heyday, they were by far the biggest mailer in the Hendersonville area, which included the mailing of magazines, catalogs, and goods ordered. In addition to all the vintage and unusual goods offered in the store, that location was also used to display some of Mother Earth's news original inventions and productions, items invented by the engineers at Mother Earth. I remember vividly their first electric car. This was close to 20 years ago. And as a publicity stunt, they arranged for our little old man, Charlie Renfro, to drive it around town and back and forth to the radio station. The little car was called a Shuttlebug, named for the Shuttleworths. And with that one-of-a-kind electric car, when Renfro drove it around, watch Renfro strut. Ultimately, their wind-activated owls were to become a part of their inventory. But by 1988, it was obvious to the business managers the Mother Earth News had become top-heavy in publishing expense, and prospects for a quick turnaround were dim. The decision was made to discontinue the Mother operation, which included closing the general store, ending publication of Mother Earth News, and liquidating the assets of the company. This was done by auction, which took place in the Mother Earth printing plant on Asheville Road, occupied now by Pardee's Home Health Division. In addition to all the furniture, the printing equipment, research files, there were bales and bales of previous copies of Mother Earth News, which were sold with a bale. It was a heyday for flea market operators. Even by subscription, the magazine sold for $3 an issue, and at the auction, bales of them were going for $15 or $20, plus individual copies and printed materials were strewn everywhere throughout the building, which was yours if you just bend over and pick it up. They also brought in for the sale equipment and materials that had been used in their research at Penrose. I noticed they had developed a scarecrow consisting of a most lifelike-looking vinyl owl mounted on a Lazy Susan-type base with a dowel rod running through the base and a wind fin on the end. The slightest breeze would cause the owl to rotate and cast those fierce eyes toward you. I was totally beset at that time with little woodpeckers. I was told they were downy woodpeckers, which were boring holes about the size of a tin can and building nests in the end of my house. I was further told that this contraption, this owl that moved on a swivel, would scare them away. Well, there must have been somebody else bothered with woodpeckers. I had to bid almost $90 for that rig, which I found later available in a catalog for about $26. That's a great memory of Mother Earth for this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.